Hey, I'm Tom Bartels from GrowFoodWell.com.
And I'm Darren Parmenter from CSU Extension here in La Plata County.
Welcome to Episode 3 of The Garden Guys, where we help solve some of the mysteries of gardening in the Southwest.
Today, we're going to talk about something other than tomatoes. Yay!
Go figure.
We're going to actually talk about the other side of the coin, which are the cold season crops.
It's that time of year when frost is imminent, but you're trying to figure out what day, what week, when's it coming, and what should you do with all the stuff that's still in your garden?
Don't give up, right? This is the time of year when we're all like, I'm done with the garden. I'm over it. I don't want to see these stupid squash leaves covered with powdery mildew or this really tall tomato or all these greens. Just because that frost is coming doesn't mean that the garden is going to be done.
You're talking about cool season crops.
That'll
actually improve after a soft freeze, right?
These cold or cool season crops, they include snap peas, lettuce, carrots, kale, collards.
So you're talking about your hardier greens, right? The things that can last through a pretty substantial frost, not a hard freeze, not something down at 25 degrees, but you're talking 30, 31, 32, somewhere in there for a period of time, one night or something. They're going to improve in flavor.
They will. We always consider these like the Scandinavian crops. These are the Eastern European crops. Like, they're a hardy breed. Like, they're not going to let any 32 degrees phase them. They'll do great even when everything else in your landscape has turned to mush.
Lacinato kale does really well in the frost. I've got a new one last year that I'm really, my new favorite kale, which is Thousand Head kale, does incredibly well. Collards also withstand quite a bit of freezing, and a lot of people don't grow collards, but they're actually really nutritious and they taste really, really good if you saute them and put them in soups and stuff. So,
and they're easy to grow.
Super easy to grow, especially in our climate. And any kind of green that you can very easily let flourish in our climate, you should just be planting, because it's not like tomatoes that take tons of time. These things will grow in the background and do really well.
And we also think about those root crops that also, they'll take a little bit of cold temperature and they'll store some of that sugar in their tuber or root or whatever it is. So if we think of carrots, beets, turnips, those are those crops that also can actually do well with a little bit of a freeze. And they can hang in the ground for a little bit longer than some of our other plants can.
In the case of carrots, after the hard freeze, I typically will leave them in the ground all winter and do the deep mulching method, and it works gangbusters. You can actually leave your carrots underground in this whole region, really, under about a foot or 2 feet of mulch, and they will not freeze and they'll improve with flavor all winter long.
So Tom, tell me, what kind of mulch would people want to use if they're going to store their carrots in ground?
So what I do is I collect leaves every fall, and I have piles. You can even use leaves from last year. They're not completely decomposed, but anything to insulate that so that when the snow gets on top of it, you have this insulative layer to keep those carrots from freezing.
We always forget about the beauty of snow just because we're not seeing it every winter. But that insulative value of snow is impressive. So even if you didn't have 4 inches of mulch or 6 inches of mulch, maybe you got 4 or 6 inches of snow, or you want a little exercise and want to shovel some snow onto your beds, then you can also get that same insulation value from the snow. Well, that's about it in terms of our cold season crops. Remember, these crops can take 1 or 2 frosts, no problem. But we want to get them out before winter comes. If you have way too many plants and way too many leaves and way too many greens, you can always preserve them. I'm a man who cans, and I'm also a man who dehydrates.
We'll talk about that in the next episode of The Garden Guys. And if you have any burning questions, you can just send them in to us at gardenguys@ksut.org.